Walter Jenkins, 90.
All right.
Hello.
Just a couple things I thought I ought to tell you. Senator Mike Monroe, he just called from Annapolis, said he thought he'd had a brilliant idea he wanted to pass on, and that was to ask Mrs. Kennedy to go to Greece since
she's been asked to, and she's not going to.
Well, I felt sure about it. Want to pass it on. Now, the other one is Dr. Stanton tells me that he's got two or three reports on this Wall Street Journal article he's kind of concerned about. He says he's afraid it's going to be quite a story that they've been gone to the code and examined its membership in Waco and Austin and NAB and see whether their members there. And they've gotten from Rohrbaugh all the spot advertisers and lists. And then they talked to him and said they were doing this big roundup on the Johnson's connection with television and said that one of the networks had said that the president called him, Dr. Stanton, about an affiliation for Waco in 1955. And Senator Johnson called him and that you gave him an affiliation for Waco by telephone. And he said, I just told him he was completely confused and wasn't anything to it at all. And said, I had no difficulty in telling you he was just plain wrong. Said he, whatever conversations he'd had with Jesse Kellum. This fellow said, well, who's he? I hadn't heard of him. And he said, well, he's the fellow that's the general manager and runs the station. He said, well, we're not interested in him. We're interested in the president. And he said that the man said he'd been to ABC and NBC, and those two networks had turned over to him their affiliation records. He said he doesn't believe that. He thought that was a way of saying that you ought to turn over yours. He doubts that any network would do that, but the fellow did say he thought it was just saying you they did it, you do it too.
Was there anything wrong with the affiliation record?
No, I don't think so, although they conceivably, I don't know what notes were made or anything. They might show some conversations with me.
Say though we denied it.
He said the reason was that the reason he gave was that we had denied the story on day and they'd carried the denial and then
maybe Truman's calling me on 2191.
Yeah, well,
you know any more about the plans?
Well, the funeral is Thursday, so you mean for the
yeah. Has anybody talked to Truman besides me this morning?
No, sir. We held
is Stanton ready to go on his announcement?
Yes, sir. We got a letter that we just got one sentence we're still trying to correct on the status of the contract. We're trying to find Loomis, head of Voice of America. I think we'll have it correct in a few minutes. That is Truman. She's Wade is holding Truman for you.
Okay. Anything else? When is this article going to appear?
He didn't know. He said he gathered it was fairly imminent. They'd done a lot of work.
Well, was he able to help them any?
Well, he thinks he was. He said just as far as he was concerned, that they had an affiliation since 19, with radio since about 1944, whatever it was. And it was a natural, normal thing for him to go from that into television. There's nothing untoward about it or anything.
What about Waco?
He just said that he had worked out a contract with Waco with the station manager. That didn't have an affiliate there. Wanted one. NBC had one in the Jason Market.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.